Pauline Lyman is the manager of the Fairview and District Chamber of Commerce, and she joins us on the line. Pauline, thank you very much for joining us. So the 2022 business season is underway. How are things going in the Fairview area?
I think things are, things are looking really good, even considering, what we all, what we all went through in 2021. I mean, we did see some business growth, and again, just with, hopefully this pandemic mainly behind us now, like we're only looking up, right?
Mm-hmm. How different has the chamber's role been, do you think, especially with COVID still present, but on its way out, hopefully?
So we have had to make some adjustments, like just so I'm clear. So I started with the chamber kind of in the pandemic. So I can't totally talk about the past, but I think that obviously with what was going on, obviously this year we were able to do all of the events and things that we had done, done in the past, plus added some programs. Which helped. And I think a lot of this, because of, the restrictions going up and down and changing, we really tried to be a support for businesses, whether it was talking to them about different grants that they qualify for, or just, checking in with them all the time. I think that was super important on our behalf, just to see how we could support or how we could help. If we could, right?
Yep. Now, you mentioned the business growth earlier in the interview. How much has the business sector turned a corner, hopefully for the positive, and it sounds like it's for the positive, in the Fairview area?
I think excitingly enough, I think that, the business sector and the community is growing slowly. It's quite astounding that, in 2021, at, the height of the pandemic, we had three new businesses open up in town, which was very exciting. And again, we just had a new business, Tim Hortons, just opened up a couple of weeks ago. So we have seen business growth, which is super exciting considering, it was probably the worst time to open a business. Speaking with, the Economic Development Committees and our municipalities and obviously business owners, honestly, we are really thinking positive for the upcoming year and years to come.
I know you've got the AGM coming up on the 17th at the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in town. In and around that and beyond that, for the chamber, what is the next step, I guess, in the process heading down the road?
Our next big event will be our annual general meeting. We've kind of, with our slogan, Together We Can, that's kind of our vision for this next year. So, our AGM is an opportunity for us to really connect and engage with our membership, and obviously go through, highlighting achievements and reinforce membership value and all those, things that come along with that meeting. But again, because of the pandemic, we haven't had the opportunity to, host a lot of our member meetings that were in the past, or, host networking events. So this is kind of our first, big one of the year that's really going to open the gate for all this important socializing that we desperately need as an organization, because obviously we are member driven. They share their directives. We work for them, basically, right? so to really open up this conversation, and just in a relaxed social setting, is we desperately need. So we're really excited. This will kind of set off the year, and then again, we have lots of plans to really get going on these membership meetings that will be six times a year, plus annual networking meetings, or whether it's a session or just a social once a month. It's really going to help us connect with our membership.
Pauline, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks so much.